This morning, I want to share with you a story about Miss Rumphius. They called her the Lupin Lady. Do you guys know what lupins are? What? Right? Oh, you have, so don't tell them, okay? Okay, it's a really great story. These are lupins. They're beautiful, tall, stately flowers. And they come in all different colors, but mainly the original colors are like blue and purple and rose colored. Okay, so Miss Rumphius's name was Alice, and when she was a little girl, she lived with her grandfather in a house in the city by the sea. And her grandfather had come to America on a big sailing ship many years before. And he was an artist. He painted pictures, and he did carvings that went on the front of ships, and carvings of Indians that stood outside of cigar shops because that used to be popular. And in the evening, Alice would sit on her grandfather's knee and he would tell her stories of faraway places. And Alice would say to her grandfather, "When I grow up, I'm going to go to those faraway places. And when I get old, I'm going to live by the sea." "That's all good and well," said grandfather, "but there's one more thing that you must do." "What is that?" said Alice. "You must make the world a more beautiful place." "Okay," said Alice, but she didn't quite know what that was. Well, Alice did grow up, and she decided it was time for her to go to those faraway places and do those things that she told her grandfather she would do. So she moved away, far away, to a different city, and she went to work in a library, helping people find the books that they needed. And in the library, she saw many books about faraway places. And now the people called her Miss Rumphius. And when it was cold and wintry, Miss Rumphius would go to the conservatory. Conservatory is like a big glass house where they have plants inside and it's warm. And she could go in there and see the beautiful plants and be warm. And she thought, oh, this is kind of like the tropics, almost. And she decided it was time for her to go travel now to those faraway places. And that's what she did. And she went to many faraway places, and I don't have time to tell you all about them. But the last place that she went was a place that we would call the Middle East. And when she was on her camel and went to get off of the camel, she hurt her back. And she said, "What a silly thing to do. I think it's time for me to go find a house by the sea." And that's what she did. She found a house by the sea. And she planted flowers by her house in the rocks and along the stone walls by her house. And they grew. And she was happy in her house. She could see the sunrise in the morning, and in the evening, she could be on her porch and she could see the sun as it made beautiful pictures and went down to the ocean. And she could see the big sailing ships as they came by her house. And she thought the world was perfect and beautiful. Almost. What did she still have to do?
She had to make the world more beautiful.
That's right. But she still didn't know what to do to make it more beautiful. And she wasn't feeling so good when spring came and summer and winter. She still wasn't feeling real good, and so she had to be in bed a lot because her back hurt so much. But as she looked out her bedroom window, she could see the beautiful lupin flowers growing. And she said, "Oh, lupins are the best. I wish I could plant more seeds and double the amount of flowers, lupin flowers that I have." But she couldn't because she was still hurting. But when winter was over and spring came, her back felt better. And she could now go out and walk like she used to walk. And one day, she went out walking to a place she hadn't been in a while, up over the hill. And when she got over the hill, guess what she saw? Do you know? She saw more lupin flowers. Now, she didn't plant them, but she said, "Oh, the wind must have carried them here, and the birds must have helped." And she got a great idea. And she rushed back home, and she went into her office, and she got her seed catalog out. And guess what she did? She ordered 5 bushels of the best lupin seeds that she could buy. Now, in one bushel, there's 8 gallons. So how many would 5 bushels be? What's 8 times 5?
40.
Yeah. Could you imagine 40 gallons of lupin seeds coming in the mail? And so she would stuff them in her pockets. She'd fill her pockets, and every day through spring and summer, she would go out and she would sow seeds along the hills, by the paths, down the lanes, in front of the church, behind the school, and along the rock walls. And you know what people called her now? They didn't call her Miss Rumphius anymore. They called her the crazy old lady. Aww. But she kept sowing her seeds. And when next spring came, guess what? Those lupins came up everywhere that she had put seeds. And the town was so beautiful, and everybody was so happy. And now they called her the Lupin Lady. And the children wanted to see the Lupin Lady because she was old by this time, and they had never seen anybody that was that old before. And so they stood outside her gate one day, wanting to go in and visit with her. And in those children was one special little girl, her great niece. And guess what her name was? Alice, just like her great aunt. And she even looked like her. And so Miss Rumphius, the Lupin Lady, would let the children come in, and she would give them cookies and hot chocolate. And she would tell them about faraway places. And little Anne said to great Aunt Anne, "When I grow up, I am going to go to faraway places. And when I get old, I am going to live where? By the sea." "And that's all good and well," said the Lupin Lady to her niece. "But there's one more thing that you must do. You must make the world a more beautiful place." "Okay," she said, but she didn't know how. Now, do you know what, boys and girls? When I read this story, I thought, wow, God wants us to do the same thing, doesn't he? He made the world for us as a gift and all the beautiful things in it, and he wants us to take care of those things, the animals and the plants, so that the world will be beautiful. But he also wants us to spread seeds. Do you know what kind of seeds he wants us to spread? Gospel seeds. Telling the story about him and how much he loves us. And just like the Lupin Lady spread those lupin seeds everywhere, if we tell people about Jesus everywhere we go, then pretty soon there will be more people that know Jesus, and they'll tell more people and more people and more people, until pretty soon everybody knows about Jesus. So today I brought you some seeds, and they're not lupin seeds because I couldn't find any lupin seeds this time of year. But they're nasturtium seeds, and if you plant these, they will grow and make beautiful flowers, and you can even eat the flowers. But when the flowers fade away, they will drop more seeds and make more flowers. Cassidy?
I have some growing in my yard.
They're beautiful, aren't they? Okay. Well, shall we ask Jesus to help us plant lots of seeds for him and make the world beautiful? Okay, let's bow our heads. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you love us and you gave us such beautiful gift in the earth you created for us. I ask that you would bless each of these children. Father, as they share your love with others, as they plant these flowers, may they remember your great love for them and share that love with others. Thank you. In your name, amen.